Welcome to DIY Eco Guy. I'm your host, Chris Graber. I'm an engineer, a nature lover, and I'm concerned about climate change. This podcast is about simple DIY sustainability solutions you can implement in your home and community. I do the research and tackle projects at my house and share what I've learned with you. So let's have fun while making an impact on our world, one action at a time.
Welcome to episode 7, Portable Electric Induction Cooktops, a natural gas alternative. So a portable induction cooktop is a relatively inexpensive alternative to a natural gas stove. I purchased one several months ago, wanted to explain how nice it has been to use it, give you some background information about these appliances. So for the show summary, first, just why I wanted one, how it works, thermal imaging, comparing temperatures to natural gas, and some natural gas concerns. And I'll go into different types of induction units, their pros and cons, and just my experience using one. You can also see my blog at DIYEcoGuy.com for more links with videos and pictures of my cooktop and what I did while I was investigating this topic. So, do you want to be able to cook with precise temperature control and have zero harmful gases? Do you want a cooler kitchen? A safer option if you have children? Some hardcore cooks may think natural gas is better, but things on the electric side have improved rapidly. I grew up with an electric stove that had those coils, the old school type. They took a long time to heat up, and then it would heat up like crazy and burn our food. Ours didn't work that well growing up. And then later on I had natural gas and the control was much better. But I've wanted to cook using the electricity produced by my rooftop solar panels at our home here and improve our indoor air quality. So I was reading a Consumer Reports article, a Wirecutter article, and I chose a top-rated Duxtop portable cooktop unit to test out this electric induction technology. So this is a small unit that can heat just a single pan. It was about $100 on Amazon. And I'll explain more about different types of this induction option in a little bit. So how does it work? An induction cooktop uses an electromagnetic field to make the pot or pan get hot, basically from within. So there's no actual flame below. And it has copper coils underneath a smooth glass or ceramic surface. So the induction cooktop uses an electromagnet powered by electricity, and it creates a magnetic field. That magnetic field makes a fast moving current known as an eddy current inside the metals in the pan. So I'll say that again, it's inside the actual pan. The fast moving current runs into resistance in your pan, and that's what makes the pan warm up. So there's no flame, it's just the pan or pot itself heating up, and that cooks your food. So the cooktop surface on an induction cooktop, so that smooth glass or ceramic surface that your pot or pan sits on, that becomes cool to the touch very quickly after you remove the pan. So with a natural gas stove, a lot of the heat from the flame escapes into the room instead of warming your pot or pan. So if you're a geek, you can check out Wikipedia or other sites for more information on the technology. I have some links in my blog. It's just a different paradigm, right? So again, compare that to the older style electric stoves that send electricity into a resistive coil, and that's that coil that you can see on top, usually black colored coil that you stick your pan on. So the heat moves from those resistive coils to the surface, or the exposed coils, of the stove, and that heat radiates indirectly to the stove surface, the pan, and then your food. So induction stoves are just simpler, they're more direct. The heat is induced directly in the pan itself. There's a lot less heat loss, and your food cooks more quickly. So I did some thermal imaging. I have a FLIR thermal camera. I wanted to better understand the differences between an induction cooktop and a standard natural gas stovetop burner. When I use my induction cooktop on a medium setting to cook a Beyond Burger, the pan itself was 300 degrees. The induction cooktop surface was in the 90s, right near the pan, and cool to the touch right next to that, since there's no flame or hot surface, it's just the pan getting hot. I put a pan over our natural gas burner on our stove that the natural gas flames themselves were about 300 degrees and leaking, quote unquote, around the sides of the pan, warming the kitchen. You can feel that if you put your head over whatever you're cooking, you can feel the difference between the two different technologies. So with the natural gas, a lot of the heat is also transferred to the stovetop area, and that stays hot quite a while after you turn off the flame. So if a kid comes along, they could stick their hand, oops, get burned, versus the induction cooktop, which you turn it off, it has a little fan that runs just to like cool the internals, but the top surface, it very quickly becomes cool. So it's a lot safer. So that efficiency of just, you know, using the energy source to directly heat your pan, that's one of the main benefits of induction. By design, it's just more efficient. Using energy heats the pan instead of the room so much. So there are different figures thrown out there for that increase in efficiency, but it's pretty obvious when you use one, there's a massive difference. So some sources say induction stoves have about 90% energy efficiency versus 74% for electric, like what you think of as those coil type systems. And a mere 40% efficiency for gas. So 90% for induction and 40% for gas, that's a huge difference. By the way, the Beyond Burger I made during this test was very yummy. Now onto natural gas concerns. So why would you want to stop using a gas range? So there are several potential reasons. So gas cooktops and ranges, they've been under the microscope over the last few years for their effect on human health, their potential effects. Main piece of this is nitrogen oxides exposure. So that just means you're having worse indoor air quality, potentially. Natural gas appliances also might heat up your kitchen, like we talked to, and just using natural gas instead of electricity, which is gradually shifting to more and more renewables, that natural gas source might contribute more to climate change. So I've done a lot to improve our home's indoor air quality in general. So getting a portable induction cooktop was just another step I wanted to try, just to optimize things. So this is especially true for our house because it doesn't have a range hood fan that exhausts the outdoors. We just have like this microwave above our oven that has this kind of cheesy little filter, and it just sends the air right back into the room. So we always had to be diligent about opening windows when using natural gas. When it's 110 outside in the desert here in Tucson, that's not the best thing. Like in the middle of the day, it taxes our air conditioner more. So I still often, you know, ventilate minimally when I use the induction cooktop, but there aren't any byproducts from an actual like natural gas flame. So it's just to remove the fumes created by my spicy cooking. So different types of induction cooktops. I purchased what was a Duxtop 9600 LS based on different reviews I read, Consumer Reports, etc. I use it on top of our stove, actually, just with a cutting board beneath it. Takes up space of about 1.5 natural gas burners. It's a little bit deeper. So we just have it on the left side of the stove. It's lightweight, it's portable, doesn't need much maintenance. Just wipe off the top and the fan area on the bottom periodically. It's really simple. Consumer Reports said this about the Duxtop model I got. They said it's their hands-down favorite. Not only was it among the fastest to heat, but it also held remarkably steady simmer and melt temperatures too. So in fact, it was the only cooktop that excelled in all lab assessments. So I read that, some other things, and I thought, okay. So ours is just small, portable, just one burner. If you really want to go for it, Duxtop also has a dual burner model. Still pretty portable, really. You could take it to your Airbnb on a trip if you're driving. Or, you know, there are large built-in versions, induction ranges. So think of a full-sized oven with a flat top surface that uses this induction technology. There's usually four elements on top, and some models have a thing where it can connect two elements to create a larger cooking surface, like for a griddle or a large pan. So you'll see those. Some of them, they have like convection ovens. They're all electrical. So whatever you purchase, though, of any of these options, see if you might qualify for Inflation Reduction Act rebates. Read up on that. There's a lot of home efficiency rebates out there that might, you know, my unit was $100, but if you did, especially if you did like a, you know, large induction range full-size unit that's costs over $1,000 or whatever, you might want to look at that Inflation Reduction Act rebates. So now onto the pros and cons. The pros of induction cooktops: they cook well, they have nice control of temperatures, they have some different programmable features on a lot of these different models. They're pretty slick, easy interface to use. The kitchen does seem cooler because there's not an actual flame involved. They're very easy to clean, like I mentioned. Literally just like wipe it off with a rag with water on it, maybe a tiny little bit of soap. They're nice in an emergency as well. We could run our generator and still be cooking inside if there's some major emergency or whatever. We could take it to a shelter. They boil water very quickly. They have a setting for that typically. And like I mentioned, then after that, the top of this thing, it cools off very quickly, so that's safer. You can also lock the unit, which is another safety feature, especially if you have kids, so that it doesn't matter if it's plugged in, you're touching different buttons, it's not gonna turn on. So yeah, can be taken with you anywhere if you get a little one. And then it's an option for fossil fuel-free cooking. So like if you have solar panels on your house and you're cooking during the day, you're just using that energy from your panels. So some of the cons. So only magnetic pans will work. And just kind of more medium-sized ones, not giant ones, perform the best with like the small portable unit I have. That being said, the induction works with basically any magnetic cookware. So think of cast iron, enameled Dutch ovens, and most stainless steel. Basically, if you put a magnet on whatever pot or pan you're wanting to use and that magnet sticks, you're set. So you know, this, the con is this requires buying yet another kitchen appliance and you have to put it somewhere, buying, you know, yet more stuff wastes more resources. But if you cook a lot year after year, this can be a cool solution. And, you know, you have to put this unit somewhere if it's like a portable one. So the height of that cooking surface might be an issue for some people, depending on, you know, is that different than the height you're used to with your normal stove? So there's that to think about. Usually not much of a big deal. They're not very tall. Ours is just a couple inches. Another one is it does produce an electromagnetic field, so there's a pacemaker warning there. I did some tests with, I have a EMF multimeter. It didn't seem that much different than like our high power blender that we have. So if you're curious about that, I can give you more information. I took a bunch of photos and stuff with that. But just when using these electric appliances, you might want to be mindful of how much time you spend like very, very close to them, since the fields are more powerful when you're very, very close. So the farther you move away, the field drastically reduces. So if you're standing there cooking, especially if you have it like on really high setting and you're right up to it, you know, probably don't want to stick your head there for 10 minutes right on top of the pan, right? So just keep your distance a little bit. My experience in general, it's been a really nice experience. My kitchen here in the desert, it does seem cooler. It's obviously like especially helpful in the summer. We've had pretty intense temperatures again this summer, records, etc. So in terms of climate change, like I mentioned, I like the fact we can cook using electricity from our rooftop solar panels. Also, our gas bill is smaller. We have gas heating still that we use in the winter, and that bill can kind of get cranked up. So especially if you're a big time cook and you're using natural gas a ton, depending on what those rates are in your area, you might notice a difference just because of the efficiency of these induction cooktops. I really like how easy it is to clean, like I mentioned, and how we could bring it on a weekend trip if we want. Overall, it's been great. I love it.
All right. I'd love to hear from you. My email is chris@diyecoguy.com. I'm on social media @DIYEcoGuy. Do you have any questions, topics you'd like me to cover? What's your perspective? What are you curious about? I'm here to help make sustainability more simple. So I look forward to sharing more with you on the next episode. And until then, thanks for listening to the DIY Eco Guy podcast. Take it easy and get rad.